In mid-December, a coalition of 15 grassroots groups, calling itself the Alliance for Appalachia, hosted an economic transition summit dubbed Planning for Appalachia's Bright Future. At the gathering in West Virginia, participants discussed opportunities to develop new economic models in central Appalachia beyond coal mining. These days, more coal is produced in open pit mines in Wyoming than in all Appalachian states combined. Both coal production and employment in the coal sector continue to decline in central Appalachia, encompassing the states of Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina. The 15 groups and 50 individuals who attended the summit meeting share a common agenda to end mountaintop removal coal mining, halt destructive coal technologies, and build a just and sustainable Appalachia. Prior to the conference, the Alliance for Appalachia conducted a listening project among its 15-member groups, as well as other local Appalachian organizations, labor unions, and federal agencies, to explore the potential for regional-level collaboration to work toward the goal of achieving environmental and economic justice in Appalachia. After the conference concluded, Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Johanna de Graffenried, an Alliance for Appalachia organizer. Here she talks about some of the projects that were discussed and next steps to move strategic plans toward action.
Currently here in Central Appalachia, we do all agree that we are facing a mono economy. Right now we are seeing the coal industry in decline, and we're facing that decline in our local economies throughout the region. And what that means is that we are seeing less and less employment, and we're also seeing less and less funding and diversity, especially of funding, happening here in the region. So there was over 50 individuals from organizations throughout Central Appalachian states of Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee, and North Carolina. It was organizations that represented education sectors, energy efficiency sectors, local economy, micro-lending sectors, and then also folks who are working on a whole other range of transition projects that try to benefit local communities here in the region. The first thing that we did was we went through what the findings of our listening tour was. We listened to over 17 organizations throughout Central Appalachia, as well as performing a listening tour with organizations and agencies in Washington, D.C. that are responsible for assisting with economic transition here in the region. And so we made sure to put that platform back out to the individuals who are attending this conference. We then all came together and discussed strategies based on grassroots initiatives and then also region-wide initiatives to promote economic transition here in the region.
Can you mention a few specific things the group focused on?
One of them was to make sure to support the two pieces of legislation that are coming out on the federal level, one in the House and one in the Senate, on energy efficiency. Another one was to make sure that we continue to promote local food and food subsidies that benefit local farmers in our farm bill. We also made sure to talk about the fact that we need to make sure that we're creating job training opportunities, including supporting GED accreditation opportunities through local community colleges throughout the region. And then there was a discussion about the need for broadband access. And then lastly, we also just made sure to speak about the need for real transition funding coming into the region. And so what we mean by that is we need to make sure that when federal funding comes through the Appalachian Regional Commission, that it genuinely benefits local community initiatives rather than large-scale infrastructure projects.
Johanna de Graffenried, several years ago, I learned from Coal River Mountain Watch that a study had been done showing the economic viability of replacing mountaintop removal of coal on Coal River Mountain with wind power, which would provide jobs and prevent the destruction of the landscape and, you know, the attendant health and environmental problems. But, of course, there were many issues that would need to be resolved first before that project could be viable. Were people at the conference talking about other forms of energy besides coal? And if so, how viable do you think they are?
Yeah, so there are individuals who are working on renewable energy that is not sourced from coal or coal byproducts here in the region. And they did attend this conference. There's especially folks who are working on issues around micro hydro initiation in the region, and then also folks who are working on solar and wind turbine opportunities here in Central Appalachia. And I think that there's a huge opportunity here in the region for any of those forms of renewable sources. But that because Central Appalachia is such a broad region, we have to make sure that we're focusing on those local opportunities to transition to renewables. And one of the things that we talked about was the need for supporting energy cooperatives that are controlled by local communities here in Central Appalachia so that they can determine their own scale of renewable energy opportunities rather than it being defined by a large market opportunity.
I know the Marcellus Shale lies under the northern part of West Virginia. You know, I don't think it exists in any of the other states you mentioned. That's been a source of a huge amount of the natural gas that's been accessed through the process known as horizontal hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Did that come up at all, either in opposition to it or support for it, especially as a source of job creation?
So hydraulic fracturing was something that was briefly discussed at this conference. So I want to really emphasize the fact that the main purpose of this conference was not to talk about Mount Tom removal or fracking or other fossil fuel extractive industries, but really to talk about opportunities to move beyond those industries and create truly sustainable local economies here in Central Appalachia.
What would you say is the next step?
Yeah, so our next step is to continue to gather all of the stories that came out of this conference over the next holidays and then to reach out to folks in 2014 and see how we can work together as a broader region.
That was Johanna de Graffenried of the Alliance for Appalachia. For more information on the work of the Alliance and the movement to end mountaintop removal coal mining, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.